Holiday magic is in the air at iFly Indoor Skydiving. Imagine unwrapping the experience of flight. iFly is the perfect unique gift for anyone who wants to turn their dream of flying into a joyful reality. It's unforgettable fun for all ages. Save over 35% with iFly's limited-time holiday gift voucher flight packages. Turn dreams into unforgettable moments with the gift of flight. Go to iFlyWorld.com to purchase your holiday gift vouchers. That's iFlyWorld.com.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl, Labor Lee, a.k.a. Kat Lee, and...
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
Listen, y'all, I'm trying to get where I need to be because... today is Media Monday. Today is Media Monday. Today is the day that we get on our Gab Beat, we hit these Gab Beat streets, and we talk about what's going on. And it's some things going on. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Some things going on, and I want to talk about it because I'm nosy, and I want y'all to be nosy with me. So join me while we talk about it. Did a lot of work on my tablet this weekend, so I had to get where I needed to be. I don't know where I want to go with this because really, I know how I'm going to do this. Because really, this thing here that we are going through with Petty Boots and Kendrick has gotten way out of hand. I mean, way out of hand. But we got the details today. So we're going to talk about that. Also, of course, we got some diddler alerts. We got to talk about that as well. And then we're also going to get into Trey Songz with his depraved behind. We're going to talk about him, too. We got a few things to talk about. What else? There's something else on my agenda, y'all. I had a whole bunch of stuff I wanted to talk about today. So we got Kendrick. We got Lil Wayne. Well, Kendrick and Petty Boots and Lil Wayne. I just want to make sure I got everybody. Everything that I wanted to talk about. Yeah. So we're going to talk about all of these things today. We're going to get into it. I feel like it's very important that we talk about everything so that we just not close-minded and just taking one side. I'm not taking any sides in this fight. At this point, I say they got to fight it out. Everybody. Whoever's involved, I just say, just make a big pit and just put them all in there and let them duke it out. That's how I feel. But today is Media Monday, so we got some things we got to discuss. That's so terrible of me. But I mean, it's just they out of control at this point. Okay, I need to check. That's telling me I need to check my emails. But it's just a lot. So I feel like they should just get in the arena and fight it out. Like gladiators, almost. I feel like that's what they should do. But anyway, let me say these things first before we get started. Join the conversation. You can call in, text, or drop a comment. Call in and text. The number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. That is the number. You can call in or you can text or drop a comment. Now, if you call in, know that I will be reading. You will be live on air if you call in. If you text, I will be reading your text messages and any comments that you drop this evening live on air. Hi, Doc Baby. You want to talk to us about anything, business, advertisement, sponsorships, you want to come on the radio, you want your music played on the radio station, you want to come on and sit down and have a chit-chat, you got some gab you want to send our way, or you just want to say hi, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription we can get, and we would greatly appreciate it. And for right now, last but not least, check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Now, let me start with a little bit of sports talk. I'm going to start with the sports talk. I'm a little sad. Well, I'm not sad. We got more season to go, but yesterday was not. Oh, here we go. Not one of my better days. The Ravens lost terribly. And I was in my feelings about it. And I just wanted y'all to know that I was in my feelings about it. I'm sorry. Y'all should know these things when I'm in my feelings. Hi, Doc Baby. But I was in my feelings. I did not like how that game went yesterday. Watched the whole game in anger. Just pure anger. So that's part one of my sports talk. We're going to get into the rest of it in a minute. But today is media my day. Like I said, today is the day that we get into this gab. We hit these gab beat streets and we talk about it. Yeah, that's what we do on a Monday. It's media Monday, y'all. Yes, Doc Anger. You don't know how I am because y'all have never seen me. Like, y'all see me chill when the game is on and I have to do a podcast and I just read off the scores. Y'all don't see me when I'm watching football. It gets, it gets crazy. It gets crazy. My daughter says all the time that she can hear me because her room is upstairs. My room is downstairs. And she tells me all the time, Ma, I heard you through the floor. Ma, I heard you through the floor. You was going crazy. I'd be like, yeah, girl, because they was making me mad. But anyway, so that was that. I was in my feelings yesterday evening. Because the game came on at 4:25. By 10:30, I wanted to fight everybody. Well, not everybody, but everybody that played on my team, I wanted to fight them. I was ready for war. I was like, listen, I love y'all. This is more like a family fight versus a street fight. So, yeah, I'm a little angry right now with them. But let's continue on. I don't know if this is necessarily, it's sports talk because of the location and where it was talked about, but it wasn't really sports talk. But you know, when it comes to hip-hop and the NBA and the NFL, it kind of all tying together. Not so much. I don't know about baseball, but let's talk about Jalen Rose. Yeah, you know, you already know what time it is, Doc. Sporty Spice. I'm Sporty Cat Time. I said Sporty Spice. Sporty Cat Time. Yeah, I got to report these things. I got to talk about it. And Jalen Rose is on my agenda today. So Jalen Rose wasted no time letting the Zingers fly inside the NBA set. That's crazy. Cracking a joke about Drake's UMG lawsuit in his debut on the Iconic show, and his co-host ate it up. Of course they did. I ate it up too. It's funny. We talk about Petty Boots, aka Little Caligula, aka Baby Caligula. I don't know. Caligula is going to be in there somewhere. But anyway, the funny moment happened at halftime of the Lakers and Suns NBA Cup matchup on Tuesday when Kendrick Lamar's new track, TV Off, started playing on the broadcast. Ooh, Petty Boots is mad, y'all. He is mad. Child, let me keep on going. Just like K-Dot does on the song, Shaquille O'Neal immediately yelled, "Master!" I'm doing it calm because I'm on the mic and I can't be all too crazy and loud, but yeah. Shaquille O'Neal yelled "Master," and Rose, who was filling in for Kenny, the Jet Smith, well, Kenny Smith, I hate putting like the little names in the middle, like that annoys me. Kenny Smith, we all know who Kenny Smith is. If you watch the NBA, you know who Kenny Smith is. All right. So made a quick quip. And this is what he said. And I quote, "I don't know if y'all should be playing that Kendrick. You don't want to get a lawsuit up in here." Facts, Jalen. Facts. Child. Facts. Hold on. Hi, Rock Honey. Hi, baby. Yeah, that's what he said. Shaq said, "Master." That's what he said. Anyway, of course, Rose was referring to the Drake's look. Let me correct that. The Petty Boots, aka Little Caligula, lawsuit over Kendrick's "Not Like Us" diss track that gained massive attention and seemingly solidified his win in their ongoing beef. Oh, he won. And Petty Boots can't take it. In the suit, the Toronto rapper claims an inside source told him that Universal Music Group used bots and made covert payments to other platforms to promote the song, a strategy known as payola. It's the audacity for me. UMG has denied the allegation, calling them offensive and untrue. I would have said that too. Shaq's mustard shout might not have been a shot at Drake, as pretty much everybody who has listened to the new Kendrick track has yelled out at least once since the project dropped last week. Although Mustard did not produce "Not Like Us 2." Although Mustard did produce "Not Like Us 2." Either way, Drake's lawsuit is getting trolled all over the place, even the NBA. Child, because who in the flying foreign filth has ever filed a lawsuit over a diss track? I repeat, who in the flying filth, I'm trying to behave, has ever sued anybody over a diss track? Do you know how many diss tracks is floating around in this world? Old diss tracks, new diss tracks, middle child diss tracks, they there. And you would be the one to sue people. But let's continue, because it's more. Oh, it's more. So then we got, we're going to go through Petty Boots and then get to Kendrick in a minute. this is crazy. Let's go ahead and then we'll end with Joe Biden, as far as Petty Boots is concerned. So, Rob Markman says that Drake's team asked him to help him beat Kendrick. And he said, "OV, no. No. You ain't getting none of my help." Okay, so let me keep. Sorry. My bad. He said, "No, you ain't getting none of my help. You're not dragging me into the depths of hell. I'm not doing it." So the hip hop podcast community is in absolute shambles, and in light of Drake's bombshell lawsuit targeting Universal Music Group and iHeartRadio. So it's not just Universal Music Group, it's iHeartRadio too. Hi, mother-in-law, I love you. Big shout out to Miss Rebecca Marcus, who neither one of her sons I'm married to. I just known them for a really long time, and one of them is my birthday twin. I'm not married to her sons, but in my mind, for the rest of my life, that lady is my mother-in-law. Stop playing. Stop playing. Don't play with Rebecca now. Flying foreign filth. Yeah, you know what Bill Cosby said to Eddie Murphy. Flying foreign filth. I've been in my comedy bag this weekend. Sorry. So it's UMG and iHeartRadio. But this is what he's saying. He said, four is for not like us, of course. And genius head of artist relations, Rob Markman, claims that Drake was playing shiesty behind the scenes himself. Of course he would, because he's Petty Boots. Petty Boots, a.k.a. Little Caligula. Of course he was being shiesty. Shame, shame, shame. I'm digging your soul when I finish all of this that I got to say today. You got to know it. So Markman also hosted his independent Not a Podcast. Well, podcast, and claimed on Tuesday that someone tied to Drake's camp contacted him at the height of the battle to show the battle to show the boy some love when the tides were turning against him. So they reached out to him for some help because he saw where it was going. Which I don't see how he didn't see where it was going. He saw where this was about to go. But let's keep going. The vet journalist also, the vet journalist says that the OVO adjacent admitted he was unbiased. And while they didn't offer money, offered to allow him whitelisted access to Drake's music to boost the quality of his videos. And offer Rob says he declined in the name of hip hop credibility. I mean, that would be a smart move. As you know, several diss tracks exploded on the DSPs over the summer, including Not Like Us. And Drake complains that the powers that be conspired a campaign against him using bots and payola. Wow, I thought he was a part of the powers that be, though. Patty Boots, I thought you were part of that. Okay. Markman covered the battle every step of the way and says that he called it like he saw it, which aligns with much of the internet's opinion that Drake took the L to Kendrick, which he did. There's no denying that. In a nutshell, Kendrick beat Drake at the certain music industry hijinks. Marksman's not only one of the one in disbelief over Drake's legal tactics. Not Like Us producer Mustard, Bootleg Kev, and Top Dog Entertainment president Punch also did a double take, because what in the foreign filth? Who has ever sued anybody over a diss record? You soft. You real soft. And I knew you were soft a long time ago, but this takes the cake. You're soft. This was not where you belong. You keep in mind, Doc, please make a note that I said bring back. I want to bring, as soon as I finish all of this Petty Boots mess, I want to talk about industry plants real quick. I do, because he is one. And then... So, Rob Markman said that they offered him the opportunity to, like, get Drake's music exclusively so he could use it for his podcast in exchange for his help to take down Kendrick. How, Petty Boots, how far have you fallen? Let me see. Nice sauce sponge cake, ain't he? Thank you, because I wanted you to type that in there for me so I can remember to get back to that point. Yeah, ain't he? Nice, soft, fruity sponge cake, if you ask me. It got fruit on the top and all that. So let's get to the last thing that concerns Petty Boots. Oh, because most of this Kendrick is involved in, but we'll get to this in a minute. So, this is apparently Joe Buttons has always had a complicated relationship with Drake. We all know that on the hip hop front, but isn't cutting him any slack for the lawsuit he filed targeting Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us. Listen, everybody's mad about this. I can't even cuss yet. Oh, how long I got, Doc? How long I got? Happy B. Moore Johnson. Thanks for the love, babe. See you. I see you. Let me know how long I got before I can let them words fly, because I want to. But anyway, he's not cutting him any slack for the lawsuit he filed targeting Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us. Joe says Drake had it coming because he's a grade A piece of, I can let him fly. Good, because he said he's a grade A piece of shit. That's what he said. I was just waiting for the words for Doc to tell me it was okay. He said he is a grade A piece of shit. That's what Joe Buttons had to say about Drake. Now, on the latest episode of the Joe Button podcast, the crew was analyzing the lawsuit from all angles when Joe couldn't contain his anger and unloaded on Petty Boots, a.k.a. Little Caligula, a.k.a. Drake. Gotta say it. Yeah, he said he's a grade A piece of shit, Doc. That's what he said. He said he's a grade A piece of shit. I was just waiting for you to tell me I could, so I could say that. I was trying to prolong it a little bit. Don't mind me, because I just wanted to cuss. Sorry. So, Joe Button didn't mince his lyrical description. Drake's a lying, manipulative sack of shit who sneaks behind his rap peers and dangles cash in their baby mother's faces. Whoa! That sounded a little personal. Did he try to get Sin Santana, Joe? And that's why you mad? I don't know your other baby mama. Did he try to get Sin? Oh my gosh. Anyway, his co-host Ish explained his reaction to the lawsuit is a reaction to how he stands up to adversity. Joe called it a result of Drake's selfishness. You might got a point. I rarely agree with Joe Button, because sometimes he say some of the stupidest shit, but this is one of them times I'm saying he might got a point. Joe also hinted that Drake blew off a producer whose mother had just died, which ties into the Metro Boomin's recent admission that his role in the 2024 rap wars against Drake was a personal issue. Oh, child, it's getting deep. It's getting deep. I like it. Doc said, never thought about that part with the baby mom, with the baby moms. I'm just saying, I only know one of Joe Button's baby mamas, which is Sin Santana. She used to be on Love & Hip Hop. I don't know the other one. I know I think he has two kids. I don't know the other one. But did Petty Boots try to get Sin? She's a pretty girl. I wouldn't be surprised. She's a really pretty girl. So the Metro Boomin situation is supposed to be like a personal issue. So I guess the person, one of the producers' moms dying played a part in it. So, oh, okay. Here's some more intel. So Metro's mother tragically died in June 2022. And Joe claims that Drake said nothing along the lines of something. Well, he's saying that Drake said something along the lines of, I don't give a fuck that your mom died. Where my beat at, y'all? Understandable a beef would pop off if that's true. If he said that shit, I don't know why Metro Boomin didn't punch that nigga in the face. I'm sorry. Let me finish. So the super producer was MIA contributing on Drake's next solo album, For All the Dogs, which Joe infamously called trash when it was dropped. Listen, if he said that about that boy's mama, if he said, I don't give a fuck that your mother died, where's my beat? If I was Metro Boomin, okay, so Metro's mom passed, yeah, we just read that, and that's true. Listen, I don't condone violence, but one thing I don't play, well, there's a couple of things I don't play about. My mom is one of them. My daughter and my sister are the other two, right? I will fuck some shit up behind them three right there. You ain't get ready to play with my mama, and especially if she just passed away, and you want to say you don't give a fuck that my mama died. Where's your... You inconsiderate piece of shit. I would have punched him right in his face. Unless, again, I don't condone violence, but sometimes people need to be punched in their faces. And this might be one of them times that somebody should have punched him in... Metro should have punched him in his face. He couldn't have said that to that dude's face. He had to be on the phone or in a text. It had to be in a text. I can't visualize him saying that to that man's face. I just can't. It's not. I just can't. But let's get back to what I wanted to say before I move on to Kendrick and all the controversy behind him. Because this is just a portion of it. I just started with Petty Boots because Petty Boots just won't let me move past him. He wants me to talk about him, so I am. And maybe not in the light that he like it, but I'm going to do it. And if you would have said some punk-ass shit like that, and I'm a woman, but I could fight. Don't ever get it twisted either. You would have said some punk-ass shit like that to me, I would have swung. I ain't going to lie to you. Because it's that easy to trick. I would have popped the fuck out of you. Who the fuck you talking to? Fuck my mother. You don't give a fuck that my mom died. Where's your beat? You ain't getting shit from me, bitch, but this right hook. That's what you going to get. I swear to goodness. Anyway, industry plants. I wanted to talk about that. I always felt like for a long time that Drake was an industry plant. And over the years, he's proven me correct. Now, he didn't lose the battle with Meek Mill, but some of his secrets were exposed. Couple of those secrets. Yeah. And hold on. Ho. Let me see what you had to say. So Doc said, remember Drake got mad when Pusha T talked about Drake producer 40 being sick, pot calling the kettle black. That's all I'm saying. And 40 ain't even his mama. 40 just his homeboy. But he was mad about that shit. So how dare you say you don't give a fuck that my mom just died? Where's your beat? Bitch. The fuck you think this is? That's the type of shit get you fucked up. And that's why Kendrick don't like your little Petty Boots ass nail. Your little Caligula ass nail. This is why I call him Little Caligula. That statement alone, if he said that, that's why the name fits him. Because that's some Caligula type shit. And if you don't know who Caligula is, I'ma just say he was once a Roman emperor, and you could go look that heinous, sinister. Caligula was the old time, what they're accusing Diddy of right now. He was that, only he was the emperor of Rome. And doing stupid shit and being just not giving a fuck about nobody else but what he wanted. That's why I call Drake Little Caligula. Plus he got that Roman size head. But anyway, back to industry plants. I've always felt for a long time that Drake was an industry plant. And the reason why I felt like that, yeah, he can curry, you know, and he might have wrote some stuff in the beginning. But we all know that he had ghostwriters. Meek Mill exposed that. And then that, even though Meek Mill lost that battle, he exposed it a little bit. And then Pusha T came in, said a few things. People been talking about him having ghostwriters for years. I just don't think that he writes anything of his. I think the ghostwriters write it. He get on the track. And then there's footage of him on the phone, looking at the phone. It's a couple of times. It was one time he's supposed to be spitting. He on the phone. He looking at the phone, whatever the words is on the phone. And he fucked it up like a lot of times. So he had to start over again. Like, he's a plant. The dude was on Degrassi, for God's sakes, which is like a Nickelodeon equivalent show. Before he even came out. Now all of a sudden he gangster, he Jamaican, he getting down with all the gangsters of the world. Like, this bullshit. He been an industry plant. And this is why an industry plant would do some shit like this. Like file a lawsuit because somebody made a diss track about him. You're done, sir. It's no more. You're done. It's over for you. Who does that? That's not a part of the culture, boo. People been, like I said, you got old school diss records. You got the middle child diss records. And then you got the young baby diss records right now. And all of the history of diss records, never has anybody sued anybody over a diss record, you dumb fuck. I'm tired of this boy. And the crazy part is, and I still got love for my ex, but that was one that he liked Drake a lot. And I was like, he all right, but not my wave, but cool. You like him, I like it for you. I ain't going to say I love it because I don't know, but I like it for you if that's what you want. I'm tired of Petty Boots already. He is irking my last soul. So now let's move on to this Kendrick situation because this is a thing. This is a whole thing. I feel like when it comes to the Kendrick situation, and this is just how I feel. I don't know. I'm not Kendrick. I don't have all of the answers to what's going on in that situation, but I will say this. I feel like he feels like if I'm going to go for somebody's, like, one, I might as well go for them all. I feel like that sums up that. Like, I'm trying to find the best words for it. But I feel like that sums up that. Like, I can't, because if I go for little Caligula over here, this is his running mate, and now it's a whole thing because I'm doing the Super Bowl in his hometown. Let's get to it. So, word on the streets, on these Gabby streets, is that Lil Wayne is gearing up for a rap war against Kendrick Lamar. At least that's what Joe Budden's heard. Now, like I said, I don't take everything that this fool says serious. Sometimes some of the shit he says, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Because Joe Budden's be on some shit sometimes. But he is an industry insider, and he might know a little bit more than we know. So, let's see. Let's get into it. Kendrick Lamar had Shake My Head vibes to Lil Wayne on his new GNX album. And according to Joe Budden, the Not Like Us rapper made the situation more tense by leaving him on red. The bombshell rumor was made on the new episode of the Joe Budden podcast again. A little birdie told Joe that Wayne has hopped in the booth to respond to Kendrick's whacked out morals bars after phoning him up, but never getting Kendrick to pick up. I got some stuff to say about this because Lil Wayne is also my birthday twin. But sometimes the men versions of I'll talk about it in a second. Kendrick tackled Lil Wayne's lack of Super Bowl love at the top of GNX. Again, I said it, you don't necessarily need no other ninja to give you your props. You did it. You gracing the stage. He not. Like, you. That's enough. That's enough said. And what's making me this situation even crazy, because there's two cardinal signs going at it. Kendrick Lamar being a Gemini, Lil Wayne being a Libra. Cardinal signs, Geminis and Libras especially. Oh, my gosh. This might get ugly. But anyway. Used to bump that Carter 3. This is what Kendrick said in the song. I used to bump that Carter 3. I held my Rolly chain proud. Irony, I think my hard work let Lil Wayne down. Won the Super Bowl and Nas the only one to congratulate me. All these niggas agitated. I'm just glad they showing their faces. Quite frankly, plenty artists, but they outdated. Ooh, old ass flows trying to convince me that you they favorite. Oh, and I heard this before, but it's just me reading it out. It just takes it somewhere else. I'm sorry. The Joe Budden podcast and Mark Lamont Hill immediately began discussing Wayne's ability to even confidently beat K-Dot in a battle to begin with. Veteran MCs Cassidy and Bahamadia may have caught some strays in the process. Philly stand up. What? Don't bring Philly into it. See, this is the problem we having right now. Hold on. Wayne's response. So his purported response plays a lot better in Hot 97 host Rosenberg's with Rosenberg. He scolded Drake for dropping a lawsuit instead of dropping a response to Not Like Us. I can go with that. I don't like this Lil Wayne and Kendrick thing, though. I feel like, if anything, I don't know how Philly got in there. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, don't bring Philly into it. Philly ain't got nothing to do with it. They my next door neighbors. Okay? They my neighbors. Leave Philly out of this shit. And they dirt bike companions. Leave them the fuck out of this shit. God damn it. How y'all gonna bring Philly into it? I don't know where Philly got in there. I don't know. I don't know why they bringing it. This is what I'm saying, though. That's a prime example of how people will incite shit. Because I don't even feel like this Lil Wayne and Kendrick thing was a thing. I think that Lil Wayne just disappointed a little bit, but he's disappointed because everybody around is like, oh, y'all get Lil Wayne. Y'all get Lil Wayne. He probably wouldn't have even been thinking about that shit if y'all wouldn't have popped this shit up. Now it's a whole thing. And I've been said it a while ago. I don't like this look. The Petty Boots, I ain't really care about that too much. Petty Boots was doing his fair share of dirt too. So he deserved what he got. I don't like this look right here, though, this Lil Wayne and Kendrick thing. I don't. It's not a good look. Petty Boots, you deserve what you got. Lil Wayne, let it go. You don't need to do the Super Bowl. You got many other things you could be doing. They want you in a parade, for God's sakes. I reported that weeks ago, that the people of the city want to do a parade, and it's the first one ever, and they want you to be a part of it. Do that. You don't have to have the stage for the Super Bowl, okay? The reason why Kendrick has it is because he has this hit that Drake is, Petty Boots is suing him over. That's why they chose him. And I'm going to be honest with you. Jay-Z, this reeks of Jay-Z, this little whole situation. It reeks of Jay-Z. His name is written all over it. It's not that serious. I don't think it's that serious. And I don't even think, well, no, because now that I read it, I could see how Wayne would take that personal. You feel me? Like, a little bit. Because you didn't have to say all that. You didn't have to say that you used to rock the Carter 3 and used to win your chain and now the Irene Little One. Yeah, he in his feelings. Why wouldn't he be in his feelings? This is his hometown. He is a celebrity artist from New Orleans. Why wouldn't he want to be on that stage? I could see how he would take that personal. But at the same time, Wayne needs to let it go because they didn't pick him. And then, Kendrick, focus on getting your show together, my nigga, because this is big. It's just too much. It was a shot. It was a shot. But like I said, when I started talking about all this shit this evening, I think that Kendrick, I'm not thinking for him, but I'm thinking how I would be thinking. If I go at his little minion, Petty Boots, a.k.a. Lil Caligula, a.k.a. Drake, I might got to go at the head. You feel me? I'm thinking that. Respectful shot, but still a shot. It is, but you can't take everything personal. Now, what I was getting ready to say about these September the 27th male Libras, they get in their feelings. And I know this, I just said, they get in their feelings. They're very sensitive. All Libras are sensitive. But from my experience with those particular ones, they are really sensitive because we start the whole Libra thing. They are very sensitive. And so it don't help that he's sensitive and then you got all these people around the situation egging it on. Now this motherfucker and Callie, who's a Gemini And they be on their shit too. They got two faces. Maybe three. He cool. He love Lil Wayne. But at the same time, all right, now I gotta go for everybody. Hey, it's like I said, two cardinal signs going at it is crazy in itself. I think, again, Kendrick, you did not need Lil Wayne to congratulate you. That was not going to happen because he was already in his feelings because they didn't pick him for New Orleans, which I don't see why he would be in there, because when's the last time Lil Wayne dropped some music? Now, that's current. That's up to date. That's a banger, like Not Like Us was. I'm waiting for the answer. Then, so you don't need him to congratulate you. You did it. You got the spot. Be happy with the spot. Don't be boastful. Okay? Don't be boastful. Now, Lil Wayne, get over it. They didn't pick you. Maybe next time. Well, I don't know. By the time they do another one in New Orleans, you'll probably be like, fuck this shit. I retired from rap. I don't know. But the thing is, this is not that serious. It's a shot. It's a shot. Lil Wayne, you going to take a shot back? Cool. Now, if the war, I mean, if the battles, because this is not a war, but if the battles keep going, then it is what it is. And may the best man win. I don't know. Lil Wayne, you don't have anything current. Kendrick does. It's a lot of factors that play. And again, this is business. And I keep telling y'all this shit. Stop looking at it personally, because we love hip hop. We do love hip hop, especially over here. We love hip hop. But all of this shit is not personal. This shit with Kendrick doing the Super Bowl is business. He's the hottest. He was the hottest for the summer. Listen, he did a Juneteenth situation. Then he dropped the video on 4th of July. It's only December. Where's your music, sir? What, we going to listen to a Millie again after the a millionth time? Like, what do you have current that everybody can say, yeah, that was a banger? And Lil Wayne, what do you have? Do you have a Grammy nomination right now? You see, these things play a factor. All of this shit goes together because it's Hollywood and the fucking crazy ass music industry. And he should know above all people. This industry so crazy, it had him kissing baby in the mouth. I'm just saying. So both of y'all just cut it out. But we're not done.
Holiday magic is in the air at iFly Indoor Skydiving. Imagine unwrapping the experience of flight. iFly is the perfect unique gift for anyone who wants to turn their dream of flying into a joyful reality. It's unforgettable fun for all ages. Save over 35% with iFly's limited time holiday gift voucher flight packages. Turn dreams into unforgettable moments with the gift of flight. Go to iFlyWorld.com to purchase your holiday gift vouchers. That's iFlyWorld.com.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
No, we might be done with Kendrick. Yeah, I think we're done with Kendrick. I think we covered everything that had something to do with Kendrick. I just say y'all gotta let this shit go. Lil Wayne, get in the lab, drop some music. That's what you need to do. The reason why that younger man is where he's at right now is because he dropped some music. And he don't even drop that often. He was just tired of petty boot shit. He was tired of Little Caligula. He was tired of his shit. So he dropped some shit. And it was hot. And then it got him inspired. So he was like, I'll make a whole album. And I'm going to drop the album this year. What are you doing? Birthday twin, I love you to death. You know, some September the 27th babies. We different. But don't let these people egg you on. And remember, every battle is not a battle to be fought. I say this every show. Fuck the battle. Worry about the war, my nigga. And this is not a war. Not your war anyway. It might be Little Caligula's war, but it ain't yours. Fuck that shit. Focus. Get focused. Get focused and get better, my nigga. That's what you do. But no. But no. All right, let me keep going because I gotta end this. Okay, so quit. I'm gonna get to this daggone child. So Diddy being sued again. I'm gonna get that lawsuit. You already know what this is. But this one, I'm getting this one for sure because this we discussed in the Cassie lawsuit a while back, and then one of Cassie's friends, Tiffany Red, had made mention of it in a few interviews. But it's definitely in the Cassie lawsuit. And so she's suing him. He's being sued over alleged abuse. A woman claims that he held her over a balcony edge. I don't know if y'all remember when I did this Cassie case. But there was a portion. So let's get into it. I'm just do this real quick. So Diddy is facing another alleged abuse lawsuit with a woman claiming that he dangled her over the edge of a balcony 17 stories off the ground. Her name is Brianna Bana Bungolan. She filed a lawsuit, and I got the information now, so you know I'm getting this lawsuit. She filed a lawsuit in L.A. Just not even in New York. This in L.A. I'm going to have to work a little bit harder because they're not as nice with their cases, but I'm going to get it. So she filed a lawsuit in L.A. Superior Court earlier this week, suing Diddy for sexual battery, false imprisonment, and other claims. Now, in the suit, the young lady accuses Diddy of dangling her over the edge of a balcony at his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura's apartment in September of 2016. And now I really believe this shit, because what else happened in 2016? That video that we saw in 2024 where he was kicking Cassie ass all up and down the hallway. Yes, I believe this shit now. Hold on. Diddy did Suge Knight Vanilla Ice movie. I don't know if this, because that don't count. She not a man. She's a woman. That don't even count. That's some punk ass shit. That's some punk ass shit. And I hope somebody kick his ass for this shit. But according to the documents, I'm going to call her by her name. What is her name? Brianna. Okay. So according to the documents, Brianna was staying at Cassie's when Diddy came over late night, at which point she claims he began groping her. Sound familiar? I just hope Cuba wasn't there at this event, this situation even, because groping already happening. But he began groping her. Brianna says that she tried to resist, which is when he allegedly held her over the balcony. So, because she ain't want to be groped on, he held over. What the fuck is wrong with y'all fools out here? This is why I don't mind. I will take the charge. It's self-defense. You ain't going to be doing what you want to do to me. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? So, eventually, Brianna claims Diddy pulled her back up on the balcony before she says he allegedly slammed her into some patio furniture, which included a table. Brianna is seeking $10 million worth in damages. Diddy's team has released a statement denying the claim, saying that Mr. Combs firmly denies these serious allegations and remains confident that they will immediately be proven baseless. They continue. Now, here's the problem. So, okay. Of course, the lawyers are going to say what the lawyers are supposed to say. He's innocent. He didn't do this. This didn't happen. But here's the problem. Cassie's lawsuit, although he paid her off the very next day, it dropped. I have it in my possession, and you can have it in yours if you go to www.ambitiouslyent.com and scroll down. It'll say we had, do you want the app? Hit that button and you can get the case too, because I have any case that we've read thus far, I have available for you. But in Cassie's lawsuit, Cassie said this same fucking incident. She made mention of this incident in the fucking lawsuit. She said he hung my friend over the... So, and she said it. Now, what they said was she can make mention of him in like public and shit like that. That's the NDA. But this, she can still testify. It's the court of law. If they summon that girl to come to court, she has to come to court and testify. And I don't think she's going to have a problem with testifying. So I think this is one of them cases that will be won. I think maybe the Don Richard Richard case might be won. But I feel like this is one of them cases. that will definitely be one, because it's already been stated. We've already had the conversation about it. We've already talked about it. We've already read it in court documents. He did it. Cassie said he did it. Now the young lady who it happened to is saying he did it. I'm just saying. And let's get to Trey Songz real quick so I can get to these love notes. I'm getting to it in a minute. And also, we all should know by now, he has been denied bail for the third time. The judge citing that he is a danger to the community. They can't assure that he is the safety of the community if he is released. And it's a lot of people he probably pissed off at right now, because everybody talking about his shit right now. And it's deep. And it's deep. People that weren't talking before are now talking. So, yeah. So let's get to our last one for the night, and then we'll get to these love notes. Trey Songz is ordered to pay $11 million to the beaten cop. All right, so Trey Songz has been ordered to write a pretty hefty check in connection with a battery case filed last year. And I'm shocked that this is the only case that, okay, that's going on right now. Oh, child, but let's get to it. So in a new court documents obtained, the singer has been ordered to pay Tyrell Dunn, a Maryland Capitol Police officer, who says he was injured after he tried to rescue his wife from Trey Songz's hotel in 2021. More than $11 million in damages. So Songz was accused of misconduct while in Sin City for his 37th birthday back in 2001. The Bottoms Up artist allegedly brought a group of women back to his hotel room at the Cosmopolitan, which is where Dunn alleging his lawsuit that his wife screamed for help and said she was being held against her will. Now, it's not the first time I've heard that Trey Songz be out here holding people hostage. Okay. I ain't seen a Free Diddy shirt yet. Have you? Hell no. Ain't nobody gonna wear no goddamn Free Diddy shirt. Get the hell out of here. Nobody's wearing that shit. So, Dunn said he tried to intervene to help his wife, but was attacked by Songz and his security. An incident he says caused him serious injuries, including fractured eye sockets and scarring that caused him to miss work. And they got pictures showing his bruises and stuff and all that good stuff. So while Songz was clear of any criminal wrongdoing in April of 2022, Dunn later sued the chart topper. He sued him. The docs say that Songz never responded, which eventually led to the default and judgment being entered against him. So listen. Here's a lesson for all of y'all fools. If the courts summon you and you are the defendant, go. If the courts summon you and you are the alleged baby daddy, go. Let me tell you why. Because if you don't show up in court and you're the defendant, one, if it's a criminal thing, a warrant will be issued for your arrest, of course. But in civil suits, if you don't show up, that default judgment is for the plaintiff. And they're going to get what they asked for because your dumbass didn't show up to court. So now, Trey Songz, you owe that man $11 million. Now, if you the baby daddy or alleged baby daddy, if you don't go to court, you're your father by default, and now you got to pay child support. Take your ass to court. I know you don't want to go, but damn. So Doc said the cop wife went to Trey Songz's room. This is the part I don't understand. Because why the hell, if you're a married lady, why are you going up there with Trey Songz? That's the part I don't get. But allegedly she did. But it said it was a group of women. It wasn't just her. So maybe she was hanging with a friend and she went up there. Her friend was like, just come with me, whatever. And then she went up there with her friend. And then when her husband tried to come get her, they wouldn't let her out. And then he got beat up by Trey Songz and his people. His wife went with a group of women with Trey Songz, but it's still your girl, Room in Vegas. This is a wild one. It is. And like I said, the only reason why that man won, I mean, I'm not saying he didn't get fucked up, but the reason why that man won is because Trey Songz didn't show his black ass up to court. So do I feel sorry for Trey Songz for having to play that man $11 million? No, because you should have took your stupid ass to court. I'm not saying that his wife wasn't a hoe or she wasn't being hot in the ass. Oh, Trey Songz, let me go there with him. Because a lot of women do get starstruck. I'm not one of them, but I don't know. I don't know if I get anybody struck these days. People just be getting on my nerves, even the celebrities. But a lot of women do get starstruck, and she could have very well went up there voluntarily on her own accord. And when she got up there again, this is not the first time that I've heard that Trey Songz has held somebody hostage until he was finished with them. It's not the first time I've heard that. Heard that actually several times. All that is irrelevant. She went up there. She did what she did. She wanted to leave. He wouldn't let her leave. Her husband tried to intervene. He got fucked up. He took it to court. He didn't get criminal charges, but then he took it to civil court. Trey Songz, stupid ass, didn't show up. Now he's $11 million richer. That's the point. Not about the lady. Fuck her. She was being a hoe. But the point is, Trey Songz didn't take his black ass to court so that he wouldn't get sued. That's what that is. So now he got sued, and now he made somebody $11 million richer, and he got to pay it. He got it. He could pay it. I think he got it. I don't know. I assume he got it. He is Mr. Steal Your Girl. He been singing bitches' drawers off for years, and he said he was Mr. Steal Your Girl, and he was about to steal his girl until they had to get into the fight. It was crazy. It was crazy. I don't know what's going on around here, but anyway. It is now time for me to show some love. I want to show love to anybody who's watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I'm sorry, I crack myself up sometimes. From Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I love y'all. This is live love I'm giving y'all. I call it live love because y'all watching right now here with me live. So I love y'all and I adore y'all and thank you for the support. I appreciate it so much. But we got a new country alert tonight too. I'm excited about this one. Real excited about this. But the people I'm about to talk about, these people, they don't know what I look like. Well, they could if they wanted to go to YouTube or whatever and look, they could. Or go to social media and look, they could. But they don't know what I look like. But they listen. And they come back and they listen to my crazy wild shenanigans. And I appreciate them so much for it. This is my listening audience. And I appreciate them so much. So I always show them love for the reason that they are loyal and dedicated, and they come back and they listen, and I love them for it. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get into these love notes because I love them. Love notes. How do we come up with the name love notes? Well, I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. I was never going to call it that, but we bickered back and forth. You'll see him tomorrow night too. But we bickered back and forth for a while, and then finally we came to the compromise, because you can't have a loving relationship with your peoples if you can't compromise. So we came to a compromise, and now we call it love notes, which I like the way that sounds better than just love, and I definitely like how it sounds better than show notes. So yeah, we call it love notes now. And Doc also said, because child, he be saying some stuff sometimes. Love you, Doc. Doc also said, hold on, let me get where I need to be, that I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I thought I had one available right now, but I don't. So I could tell you that it was not that. It wasn't that serious. It was not the size of a composition notebook, but it was a lot of papers, though. But in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, and countries on that paper. But we don't do that anymore. We've condensed all of our bullshit down. We've condensed it down. And we've gone green because we love the earth and we want the earth to be healthy. So we don't do that no more. We don't do that at all. We've changed our minds. And we got a new country tonight. I'm pumped. Let's go. We do this. It's all love. And I love you all. And thank you for all of the love. Oh, my gosh. Shout out to my top 60 United States, United Kingdom, India, China, Belgium, specifically Brussels and Canada. I love you guys. I said that backwards. But yeah, I love you guys so much. Thank you for all of the love. I appreciate you. Thank you. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. You guys are extraordinary. Thank you for the love. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, babies. I love you too. Thank you for the love. Thank you for coming in and checking out the podcast. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi. Thanks for the love. I appreciate you for tuning in. Thanks. I love you so much. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for the love. Last but not least, ooh, the new one's coming. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, and welcome, Jamaica. I love thank you for joining and you guys are extraordinary. Oh, this just makes my heart. Oh my gosh. I love you guys so much. Yes. Welcome, Jamaica. Welcome. Worldwide. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And this is Doc speaking, by the way. He said, worldwide, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, including a wife being too friendly on our vacation. She need to find her way while I can. Far away while I count my 11 mil. Listen, he ain't mad. Like, fuck that bitch. He got $11 million. He don't got to work no more. He don't give a fuck about that bitch now. Like, bitch, I want a divorce. She can't get that money either. It's some health reason that she can't get that money. It's a settlement. She can't get that money. Top flight, catch the vibe. Petty is petty does. Do better. You feel better. No Diddy. This is Doc. I didn't say this. This is what Doc said. Listen, Petty is what Petty does. And Petty is also Little Caligula, a.k.a. Baby Caligula, a.k.a. Petty Boots, a.k.a. Drake. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to talk about it because who the fuck sues somebody for a diss track? Like, you making the game soft, my G. Uncle Luke even said that shit, and he rarely in China about y'all little beef and bullshit. But once you start doing shit like that, you fucking up the game, Drake. Sorry. I just had to get that off my chest. But welcome, Jamaica. Hi. Yeah, like, you fucking up the game, son. You can't be doing that. Like, you are really fucking up the game. Because what if you start a trend now whenever somebody diss somebody, now everybody's suing them? If the diss track goes too viral or it gets too big, it's impossible for them to do that. You know why, Drake? Get your dumb ass, because we love the fucking song. It was an amazing fucking song. And then he did a whole concert. That's proof that they didn't have nothing to do with it. He did a concert. Yeah, lame as fuck. It would be lame. Listen, he did a concert. And not only did he do a concert, people who weren't from Cali, he refunded their money because he wanted all of Cali there. So they didn't get to come because he gave them their money back because he wanted Cali there. And he did the song 6 times, and each time the arena was saying, they not like us. Baby, this wasn't the record companies. This was a hit song where he flamed your ass. For filth. He flamed you. He did. Shut the fuck up with all that bullshit. You fucking the game up, y'all. I don't like you. Doc said, hit that like button and tune in live show and radio, because that's what we got going on right now. But I do need Drake to cut the bullshit. You're fucking up the game, sir. But you don't give a fuck. It's all about you, huh? Fuck the culture. It's all about what you and what's happening to you. You can't get richer, so now you mad. You take your money and be comfortable. Live comfortably. You lost. Let it go. You fucking lost. Big L. You lost. Big, big loss. And now, this is the crazy people, because you got them people who could take the loss and be like, all right, I take that L on the chin. I'm about to get back in the lab and get back to work. Then you got them people like, woe is me. Everybody hurt me. Now I'm a victim. That's Pretty Boots right now. I'm a victim. It's payola. Universal Music Group and iHeartRadio, they did it. No, bitch, the song was hot. Cut it out. You lost. Let it go. I'm going to talk to you again in a minute, but I just wanted you to know that no, it wasn't payola, bitch. It was you lost. That's what it was. You lost. Big loss. Take that out. Join the conversation. Drop a comment, call in, or text. I'm sorry. I just had to go in there with him because he's getting on my nerves, y'all. Call in. Drop a comment, call in, or text. The number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Do not call that number when it is not showtime because I will not answer you because I don't know who it is. I just won't. And plus, I rarely answer that phone anyway. I got a main phone and then that phone. So you call it if you call it at your own risk. You won't catch me. If you would like to talk to us about anything at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. I really just want you to hit the like button more than anything, though. Hit that like button. Hit it. Like right now. Oh, big shout out to my mother-in-law, who's not technically really my mother-in-law, but I love her, so she's my mother-in-law, Miss Rebecca Marcus. And also, big shout out to B. Moore Johnson for the live love. I appreciate you so much. I saw you, and I want to make sure that I paid homage. What's next? Oh. So listen, I don't take requests. I have permission to play any music video that I've played thus far and will play in the future. I don't play without permission. So that's why I don't take requests for that. And then as far as the music is concerned, don't do him. Leave DJ Rukezi alone. What I'm going to tell you is catch his vibe. Go pour you a drink. If you smoke, roll something. And chill out. And come get this good boom back that he give us every week. Oh, y'all, and he did call, and we did have a conversation because he did miss the show on, because it was holidays. I wasn't tripping up. And he wanted to hear how he felt about the last mix. I told him we loved it, and it was a lot of bars. So, yeah. But, yeah, we don't take requests. Mm-mm. Leave my DJ alone. Leave me alone. We just don't take requests. We got permission. Okay, join our coffee community so I can just cuss from the jump. So when I'm saying shit like Joe Button said that Petty Boots, aka Little Caligula, is a lying sack of shit, I can use the word shit. This is all I want to do. I'm just saying. Gosh, I'm just saying. It'd be in my soul. I'd be waiting for it. Let's go. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. It's the hub to all things Ambitiously Entertainment. You can watch the podcast, listen to the podcast, listen to the radio station, which I recommend. So you can hear all these fabulous mixes that we have on there. And plus, I'm out to up to ante because I'm about to be doing radio shows 5 days a week. So you might want to go over there and check it out. And that's that. But go over there to our website. It's the skincare products, freaking merchandise, you name it, we got it. You can even join our coffee community from the website. You can donate from the website as well. But check out our website. I want to shout out my favorite DJ in the whole wide world, DJ Rukezi. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Yes, he be holding it down for us every week. We are excited for the mix that we're going to get this week. So let him work. Let him cook. Don't bother him. I don't even know who bothering him. Outside of, I don't know, but leave him alone. I don't be in his business like that, but leave him alone. Shout out to DJ Rukezi. I appreciate him so much. Let us know how you feel about these mixes. We would like to know. He be in here most Fridays. He wasn't here this Friday, but he be in here most Fridays. And my favorite thing to say to you is say it to his face. Don't say it to me. Say it to him. He'll like, you can let him know how you feel about it. He would like to hear. You know, he is a wonderful DJ and he would like to hear. So, yeah, get your ass over there on Friday. Make sure you hear and you tell him to his face. Go, DJ. Because that's my DJ. Don't play with Bree Casey. Okay. But, yeah. So, I am about to start doing radio shows. It'll be like an hour long in between the music mixes. I am about to start doing radio shows. We are working on the promotions for that. And like I said, it's probably 5 days a week. On Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, it will be an early show. I'll only do one show that day. On Thursdays, I will be doing two shows on the radio station. And on Fridays, I will do one show on the radio station. I'm trying to think, do I want to give the mix up to them first before I give it to y'all? I don't know how I'm going to do this, but we still working. But let's just say by the January, it will be in rotation. Okay? So that's that. Well, I say be by the third week of December, it'll be in rotation. But January, the beginning of the year for sure, we're doing it. We doing it, baby. We doing it. It is now time for me to say the things that I say at the end of every show. It's time for me to say those things. So first things first, mind your business. Everybody's business. It is not your business, except for Media Mondays like today, where I tell everybody's business because I'm nosy and I want you to be nosy with me. And then the tapping, I've been doing good. Make sure you tune in for the tapping tomorrow night because we will be back live with my partner and good doc, doing our tapping thing, thug thizzle. And then I got to try to keep all my Harleys out of prison. I don't know how they only been out of prison for a week. And so we trying to keep them out. We trying to rehabilitate them a little bit, not too much because we still want them to kick ass and take names later, but we trying to rehabilitate them and keep them out of prison. So far, how many do I got out of prison right now, Doc? I worked hard last week. But yeah, so he'll be here with us tomorrow night. Now, the wiretap, I'm definitely telling business no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you are a celebrity and you have a court case and you're a piece of shit, know that we are reading your case. My partner and good will also join me in those festivities too. Doc said I got three Harleys out. Ew, go Harleys. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I got three Harleys out. I'm still working on the first two. Don't judge me. Because I got five of them I got to get out. But right now I only got three. My bottom bitch out. She always out with me. I love her. Anyway, so yeah. But if you are a celebrity and you're a heinous, sinister, foul, depraved, psychopathic weirdo, we're reading your case. So don't have one that I can pull, that I can read, because I will be reading it. Trey Songz, Diddy, Kanye, whoever got a case, The Dream, whoever got a case, I'm reading it. Stop playing. You shouldn't be out here and be doing the filthy shit that you be doing. There's a whole bunch of other people too, but they just the ones. Oh, he not here no more, but Epstein, Ghislaine. Yeah, I'm reading y'all cases. I'm not playing with y'all. Oh, it don't just go to the black folks, y'all. I read white folks' cases, too. If I could pull it, I'm going to read it. You know, and Jimmy Iovine is ducking me. He don't want me to get his court case. I don't think I'm ever going to find that court case. And I've been looking for it for a minute now. It's kind of like non-existent anyway. Maybe he paid it off. Maybe he paid off because it's very hard to get that court case. But anyway, and then on Wet and White Wednesdays, I'm basically telling my business more so than anybody else's, but it's cool. I'm transparent with you guys. I love you guys. So yeah, I don't mind that you little. And plus, I teach dudes before they try to date me what kind of woman I am. So I think it's good. But anyway, mind your business. Because nobody, that's not your business. Mind your business and stop. Come over here and then we'll mind big people's business together. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that love, that support, that encouragement. And it's your job as a fucking parent, you fucking idiot, if you're not doing it, to tell them that. They ain't going to hear that at school. The teachers don't got time to be telling all of them how great they are, even though some good teachers out here that will do that, but generally they don't. So you should do it so they can be great. Don't wonder why they've been doing piss poor in school, because you ain't helping them, encouraging them to be great. So do that. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. It's space. What I do know is you should go get you a telescope. A good one. Not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with, you little perv. Not the little cheap ones. Go get you a good one. Take it outside. Put it together. Take it outside. Take your kids outside and look at the sky. You might discover a comet or another planet or something, but it's fun. And it's quality time with your kid. Do that. Don't be looking through your neighbor's windows, though. Peeping Tom. Anyway, if they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator. And I know they got engineers over there, too. I don't know what else they do over there in NASCAR. I don't know. All I know is they have a need for speed. And they, at one point in time, loved muscle cars. And I will forever love muscle cars. If you follow me on Facebook, then you've seen the muscle car love that I show. Maybe not every day, but maybe every other day. Some days back to back. I don't know. I love muscle cars. They do it for me, okay? Just like I love the Wu-Tang and I love Nas and Mobb Deep and Queen. I love a lot of things, but yeah, muscle cars I love. But the point is this, whatever it is that they want to do, is your job to make sure that they know that they are the greatest of all times, that they are the GOAT. Encourage them, baby. Stop playing with them. Churn. Yeah, I said churn. Stop playing with them. Churn. And encourage them. Anyway, brings me to my next point, and I'm really about to go in on Caligula, little Caligula over here. Pick and choose your... Not there yet. I'm here. Stay in your lane. My lane and your lane are not the same. Your lane's over there. My lane's over here. It does not make for a good idea for us to cross lanes at all. You cross my lane, you're going to get some shit that you do not want. This is my fair one, and I give this fair one every night. Don't judge me. Judge your mama. This is my fair warning to you. You cross over to my lane, you're going to get something you don't want, and you don't want her. And you heard what Doc said. I got 3 Harleys out right now. So I got them 3 Harleys plus the dog Harley. We kicking ass and taking names later. Okay? You don't want to be over here. You don't. Well, you don't want to be over here uninvited. Stay in your lane. Okay? Because if you jump in my lane, you're going to get her, and you don't want her. Listen, don't let this sweet face fool you. I'm a beast out here. I'm a beast. And I can fight my ass off, too. Don't play with me. You don't want her. Because she's not nice. She's a bitch. She can be really bitchy. And if you push her to her breaking point, if you break the glass and push the button, she could be really evil. And you don't want that. I'm trying to save you, child. I'm trying to save you. You don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly and all that good stuff. Wait, wait, not yet. I got to do this first. AU Big Purr, bitches. Don't play with my AU Big Purr. I love you, Doc. Thank you for that. AU Big Purr, bitches, or her, because if Cat, you going to get it. AU Big Purr, bitches, because if Cat is purring, Cat is a happy, happy girl. She ain't like the first one. You don't want that first one. She's not nice. I keep trying to tell y'all. I be trying to warn y'all. If you break the glass, you push the button, then that means the cage is coming up. The glass is opening up. The Harleys I got out of prison is coming outside. My dog Harley is coming outside, and she's a little spunky, and she like to fight, and she like to bite. Okay? You don't want none of those. And then I'm right after it. And I'm coming out like the lioness that I am. You don't want none. You want the 2 that I just played after I played the first. You don't want none of that. Just pick and choose. Don't do that. Just stay in your lane. Pick to stay in your lane. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. Who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So you stay in your lane. And everything will be peachy, keen, and fine. Now I can get to the thing that I've read, because I've been waiting to dig in Drake's ass for a minute now. And that's why I keep trying to jump to it. But pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you got to say, fuck that battle, because it ain't worth it, and keep it moving. Petty Boots obviously doesn't get the point. So I'm talking to you, Petty Boots, a.k.a. Little Caligula, a.k.a. Drake. Cut it out. Drop this lawsuit. You look stupid. You look real dumb. And after you, if you, even if you win the lawsuit, you will never be looked at as a part of this culture ever again. Just the fact that you filed it has fucked you up. You didn't pick and choose your battles wisely. And I've been trying to save you from this bullshit, but obviously you don't want to be saved. You want to go into this battle to lose. And fuck the battles. Why are we fighting battles? Like I said, some battles you gotta say, fuck that battle and keep on moving, keep it pushing, and worry about the war. I'm more worried about the war than anything. And Mobb Deep told y'all a long ass time ago, when hip hop beef was real and niggas knew how to handle their shit and not be little pussies. They told y'all, y'all should have listened to. I know Drake ain't listening. But they told y'all that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. And they also said you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. I'm going to stop right there because I want to do the rest of the song. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Y'all don't know why I do this. This is my made up meditation. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. But they told y'all that there's a war going on outside. And I don't want to win the battle. I want to win the war. I want to win the war. So fuck that battle. Petty Boots, you should probably listen to me. I know a little something. I know a little something. I know that you shouldn't be fighting this battle that you can't win. That's what I know. You won't win. And you talking about the powers that be. So if you know that the powers that be are there, then you should probably cut it out. Anyway. I don't even use her no more because she done fell into the trap. Love yourself. Be yourself. Be your genuine self. Be your authentic self. Be your organic self. Don't let nobody come in here and tell you what to be, how to look, how to dress, how to eat, how to shit, how to talk. Don't let them do that. Because if you let them do that, then you won't be who you are. And that's just plain dumb. It's a lot of people in this world that want to control you. Don't let them. You can't make anybody happy in this life, right? But what you can do is add to their happiness. Happiness starts within. So if they're not happy, they're never going to be happy. So focus on your happiness. I think that's my point. They'll bitch and complain about one thing and you'll try to fix it or think that you fixed it. And they will find a whole nother thing to bitch about. So fuck them. Worry about being you, being happy with you and living your best life. You come in this world by yourself and you're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin. So worry about you. In your own personal situation and your own personal happiness, because they don't give a fuck as long as you doing what they want you to do. They happy, and fuck that. I refuse. I'm a rebellious spirit. I don't do what people tell me to do. I do what I want to do. And dream big. Don't let nobody try to knock you down, tell you that what you got going on ain't good enough, or you can't do this, or this is not possible. You could do anything you set your mind to. You just got to set your mind to it, and you have to do it. You have to execute the plan. Otherwise, they win, but fuck them. Just do what makes you happy. If you dream it, I remember that's from school. If you dream it, you can achieve it, okay? It is now time for me to get up out of here. I ran over a little bit tonight, but I ain't mad at it. It is not now time for me to get out of here. I love y'all so much. Thanks for the love. Thanks for listening. And I will see y'all tomorrow, 9:30 on the dot. We will be here for the tap-in / final exam. We doing that. I'm trying to get all my bitches free. Free the Harleys! No free Diddy shirts, but it's definitely a free. Well, I don't got one yet, but I'm definitely going to get a shirt that say free the Harleys. With that being said, I love y'all. Stay out of trouble. Stay safe. And fuck these battles, man. It's stupid. Good night, y'all. I love y'all. Bye.
Holiday magic is in the air at iFly Indoor Skydiving. Imagine unwrapping the experience of flight. iFly is the perfect unique gift for anyone who wants to turn their dream of flying into a joyful reality. It's unforgettable fun for all ages. Save over 35% with iFly's limited-time holiday gift voucher flight packages. Turn dreams into unforgettable moments with the gift of flight. Go to iFlyWorld.com to purchase your holiday gift vouchers. That's iFlyWorld.com.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.